Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-a-pat's through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it was...
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. UB Blake did okay for himself. He wrote hit songs, changed the course of the American theater, and died 5 days after his 100th birthday. Not bad for somebody who started by playing piano as a teenager in a Baltimore bordello.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
The thing to remember about UB Blake is how long he lived. He started his career with ragtime and then wrote steadily through the first half of the 20th century and beyond. His songs evoke the rhythms and feel of jazz and the blues, but he also knew how to write tunes for Broadway and Tin Pan Alley. From the beginning, though, jazz and the blues were in the air and in his music. Here are two songs that feel shaped by them. From the 1921 score to Shuffle Along, Annette Hanshaw with Blake and Sissel's Daddy, Won't You Please Come Home, and Ethel Beatty with Why Don't You Rock Me in Your Cradle of Love.
And I should be sleeping in bed. If you were peeping, you'd find that I'm weeping instead. My loving daddy left his baby again. Said he'd come back, but he forgot to say when. Night after night, I'm crying. Daddy, won't you please come home? Daddy, won't you please come home? I'm so lonesome. No one can fill that vacant chair. Home isn't home when you're not there. No need to know, the door is open for you. Sweet daddy, even the clock keeps ticking. Daddy, won't you please come home? Daddy, do you have to roam so very long? There's lots of other new sheep who would like to be shaken. Haven't slipped yet, but I'm liable to weaken. Daddy, daddy, won't you please come home?
Oh, how I long for some teasing by someone who all the time. I'd give this whole wide world for just some squeezing by one who'd take this heart of mine. Believe me, I wish that I in the cradle of love. Ooh. if I had someone, someone, someone to lose.
Annette Hanshaw, Daddy, Won't You Please Come Home, and Ethel Beatty, Why Don't You Rock Me in Your Cradle of Love. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Ubi Blake was born in Baltimore in 1887, was playing piano in a whorehouse when he was only 15, and moved to New York in 1905. He soon decided to publish his first song, Sounds of Africa, which he wrote at the age of 12. He took the hot-headed composer Will Marion Cook with him to the publisher, but when the house arranger asked why Blake had changed keys without modulation, Cook lost his temper. "What right have you to question my protege? We write differently from other people." The song remained unpublished until 1917, by which time Blake had renamed it. Now he called it Charleston Rag. Ubi Blake, Charleston Rag. From the beginning, Blake was grounded in ragtime and jazz and even stride, but he always played his own way. During these years, he worked with such great piano players as Willie the Lion Smith, Lucky Roberts, and James P. Johnson, and he continued to write. In 1914, he published his first song, All Music, No Words, UB Blake with Chevy Chase. UB Blake, Chevy Chase. You can't tell the story of UB Blake without including Noble Sissle, bandleader, singer, and Blake's most important lyricist. After touring in vaudeville as a young man, he formed his own orchestra and moved to Baltimore in 1915. Later that year, he and Blake played in the same band and started writing songs together. After World War I, they planned to work with James Reese Europe to bring African-American shows to Broadway, but Europe's death ended the project. Instead, Sissle and Blake became one of the very few African-American acts to succeed in white vaudeville. They called themselves the Dixie Duo, wore tuxes, and refused to wear blackface. The piano was their only prop. They didn't do what white audiences expected of blacks, but their opening number became a big hit because it catered to our ears offensively to white audiences. This is Noble Sissle with Gee, I'm Glad I'm From Dixie.
Conductor man, wave your hand. Start this train, I'm moving for old Dixieland. I can't wait, don't hesitate. Tell that engineer to hit his fast. Woo! I can see Luce in the lead, standing in that door waiting there for me. Down at the station, there'll be a demonstration of Southern hospitality. Gee, I'm glad that I'm from Dixie, down where the Swanee River's flowing. That's where the choo-choo am a going. I hope she makes a beeline to old Virginia, cross Carolinas into Alabama. Then give me time to send a telegram that I'll come in. Yes, come in. So weep no more, my lady. Oh, gee, I'm glad that I'm from Dixie, so I can get a Dixie welcome home. Gee, I'm glad that I'm from Dixie, down where the Swanee River's flowing. That's where the choo-choo am a going. I hope she makes a beeline to old Virginia, cross the Carolinas into Alabama. Then give me time to send a telegram that I'll come in. Yes, come in. So weep no more, my lady. Boy, look at them all picket fences out there.
That ain't no picket fences, man. Them is telegraph
poles. Telegraph poles?
Sure it is.
Man, we going so fast, telegraph pole looking like ticket fences. Man, it can't go too fast for me, though, boy. Not when I stop and think how your mammy can cook them good flapjacks.
Did you ever stop to think how you could eat them good flapjacks?
Man, I used to clean up for them, didn't I?
Sure
when we was picking innies around the old cabin door.
That's been many years ago.
Years and years ago, boy. You remember how you go to them picnics and pack up them baskets with sweet potatoes, watermelon, possum, and all them good eats, huh?
Sure did used to get something good eats then.
Could eat them days. Well, listen, you'll die when you remember this.
You better not tell it.
You remember that time we went to the camp meeting and you didn't have no little white breeches and my mama loaned you my little white breeches for you to wear to the camp meeting? You remember that, huh?
Do I remember, boy? I can't forget it. Didn't a soul know that I had on your white breeches until I fell in the mud.
In the mud?
Yes, sir. And when I fell in the mud, you started screaming and hollering so loud that you explained to everybody at the camp meeting that I had on your white breeches.
Boy, I sure did tell them, didn't I?
Sure did.
Dixie, I love you. Dixie, my own, bright stars above you, guiding me back home. I've traveled, Dixie, o'er land and foam, but I've come back, Dixie, nevermore to roam. Gee, I'm glad that I'm from Dixie, so I can get a Dixie welcome home.
Noble Sissel, Gee, I'm Glad That I'm From Dixie. Jim Crow constrained black people in the South by law and in the North by custom. During the teens, with the singular exception of Burt Williams, no African Americans worked in the Broadway theater in any capacity. Sissel and Blake set out to change that. Collaborating with the black comedy team of Flournoy Miller and Aubrey Lyles, they cobbled together a musical patterned after the all-black shows from 15 or 20 years earlier. They had no money and no encouragement, but they managed to open in an out-of-the-way theater on May 23, 1921. Word of mouth made that show shuffle along, a great success, and ended the systematic exclusion of blacks from Broadway. The score was lighthearted and peppy, jazzy and sexy, the kind of thing whites of the time expected from blacks. Noble Sissel with I'm Just Simply Full of Jazz, and Marion Ramsey, If You've Never Been Vamped by a Brown Skin.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy. They say I've gone some mad. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Lost all the sense I ever had. But when they see me shake, it makes them shiver when I do a break. It makes them quiver, but I'm not insane. I'm not to blame. The cause of it all is not in my brain. Just because I like to do a wiggle in a regular Salome style. Just because I like to do a wriggle like on a Hawaiian Isle. Cause I kick like a donkey and jump way back. Cause I act like a monkey and ball a jack. Then like Miss Minnie, I want a shimmy, keep my shoulders shaking till you hear them crack. Woo! Just because you see my feet are shuffling, just because I act like a razz. Though I seem a little hazy, no, I ain't crazy. I'm just simply full of jazz, 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 jazz. I'm just simply full of jazz, jazz, jazz. Oh, just because I like to do a wiggle in a regular, don't make me die. It's just
dance all the like you do a wiggle, like on a Hawaiian Isle. For the kicker like a donkey and a jump away back, for the hacker like a monkey and a ball of a jack. And if not Miss Minnie, I do the shimmy, keep my shoulders shaking till you hear them crack. Woo, just because you like to do a wiggle, just because I act like a rat. Though it seem a little hazy, Lord, I ain't crazy. I just simply full of jazz that makes you tippy. Jazz is full of pep. Jazz that makes you dippy. Jazz that makes a preacher do a syncopated step on. Jazz that makes you giggle. Jazz that makes you shout. Woo! Jazz that makes you giggle. Jazz that makes you say some things you shouldn't talk about. Oh, jazz. I just simply full of jazz. Full of jazz. I just simply full of jazz.
Deacon Birch of Mount Zion Church was hailed up into court. He was brought in by his wife, I think, and charged with non-support. A sealskin brown with jet black hair caused Dick to lose his head. And when the judge called Dick to speak, these are the words he said. Take it, Dick.
Judge, Your Honor, if you've never been damped by a brown skin.
Noble Sissel with I'm Just Simply Full of Jazz, and Marion Ramsey, If You've Never Been Vamped by a Brown Skin. Shuffle Along took on the taboos. Before it opened, you never saw romantic love between black characters on stage. James Weldon Johnson said that white audiences would have found it ridiculous. On opening night, for the show's love song, Blake was on stage to play piano for the actors, but everybody else was standing by the stage door, ready to run for their lives. When the number received an ovation, another wall tumbled. Noble Sissel with UB Blake on piano, Love Will Find a Way. Noble Sissel, Love Will Find a Way. Before Shuffle Along, whites and blacks never sat together in the theater, but for Shuffle Along, seating was integrated. During rehearsals, singer Lottie G complained that she couldn't sing UB's slow waltz and asked him to speed it up. He refused. Noble Sissel agreed with G, so Blake, complaining all the while, upped the tempo. It wasn't a waltz anymore, but it became Blake and Sissel's most important song. Vaughn DeLeith sings, "I'm Just Wild About Harry."
There's just one fellow for me in this world. Harry's his name. That's what I claim. Why, for every fellow, there must be a girl. I found my name, my kindness of fate. For I'm just wild about Harry. And Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. His eyes of chocolate candy and sweetest honey from the bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and he's just wild about me. Cannot live without me. He's just crazy about me. There are some fellows that like all the girls. I mean the vamps with wicked lamps. But for every fellow, there must be a girl. I found my mate, my kindness of fate. For I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. love me.
Vonda Leith, I'm Just Wild About Harry. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Although Shuffle Along broke barriers, it was in many ways typical of the all-black shows of the 20s. Most of the others were revues. This one had a loose plot, but it did little to undermine stereotypes or deepen character. It set out to be an all-black hit with white audiences by making its characters lazy or crooked and setting its songs in a mythical all-black southern town called Jimtown, Jim as in Jim Crow. Some of the songs were upbeat and happy, others were sexy and seductive, both meshed with white assumptions about blacks. And because Blake was raised on ragtime, syncopation was everywhere. From the score to Shuffle Along, Noble Sissel with Bandana Days and In Honeysuckle Time.
Bandana days, bandana days, so filled with turmoil, trouble, and strife, years' memories will live always. In those dear old bandana days, ain't a cotton ever got bandana days, and those quaint old bandana ways, when the dance was caught and all their mammies, they were sure to match for Sammy's hand. In all their bandana days, when the band of drummers lay to be humming bandana days, in the pale moonlight, they swing left and right, in those dear old bandana days. Get a blow up an old plantation breakdown. Yes, sir. Everybody get your partner. All hands to the center. Back again. Bring your partner. Look at Sister Jones. That's it. That's right. Hot dog. Deacon Brown that lost all his religion. That's it. To the left. Set on it, Blakey, old boy. You wrote it. Hot dog. Bring your partner. Look out there, Brother Ephraim. Don't squeeze that sister so tight. Yes, sir. You know you're going to start something in a minute. I know it. There goes the fight. Who put out that light? Oh, for heaven. Everybody for yourself. I'm gone. Yes, sir. I'm gone. Gone. Boy, I said you can't beat him. No, sir. You'll never beat him as long as you live. All those dear old bandana days, gain a cotton, never cotton, bandana and a day, and those quaint old bandana ways, when the dance was forced on their mammies, they would show some bashful Sammy's hands, in all their bandana plays, with the banjo drumming day to be humming bandana days, in the pale moonlight, this swing left and right, and those dear old bandana days.
Everybody knows Emmeline, she's a pal of every other gal in town. they snub. Emmeline, she's a gal that all the fellas hang around. But every pal and gal will soon be singing the blues when they hear the latest news. Oh, honey, honey, double time, a sweet and devil nine, said she'd be mine. And in the winning line, there'll be no hesitation, for the preacher will be waiting with the knot and tie. When they'll be by my side, all the fellas will be jealous and feeling kind of up when I come along with Emmeline and strutting my stuff. Hot dog, my soul, I'm gonna knock 'em cold. I'll be worth my weight in gold and honeysuckle time when Emmeline said she'd be mine.
Noble Sissle, Bandana Days, and In Honeysuckle Time. Sissle and Blake worked together for several more years, but broke up over disagreements about the future of the act. They'd been performing in Europe. Sissle wanted to remain, but UB wanted to go home. Sissle formed his own band, and Blake wrote with several different African-American lyricists, including Andy Razaf. The two men collaborated on Blake's most important ballad in 1930. Louis Armstrong sings Memories of You.
Against skies at sunrise, every sunset too, babe, seems to be bringing me memories of you. Now honey, here and there, everywhere, scenes that we once knew, oh, and they're all just recall memories of you, baby. How I wish I could forget those happy yesteryears that have left a rosary of tears. Rosary of tears, baby, oh Lord. Your face beams in my dreams. In spite of all I do, oh baby, everything seems to ring.
Memories of you. Thank you.
Louis Armstrong, Memories of You. Even though Ray Zaff was Fats Waller's main lyricist, he and Blake continued to work together through the 30s and into the 40s. Although they had no major hits, they did write for a number of reviews and a wide variety of styles. Not very many songwriters were more professional or more skillful. Here are a couple of review songs to give you a sense of the range of their work together. From Blackbirds of 1930, Ethel Waters sings You're Lucky to Me, and from 1941, Bobby Short, Tan Manhattan.
Never since a child was I reconciled by the folks who laugh at boogaboo. Hoodoo's haunted me, trailed me constantly, till the day you came my way like good news. Whenever you're near, all my fears disappear, dear. It's plain as can be, you're lucky to me. My only luck charms are your two loving arms. Anybody can see you're lucky. All my fears disappear, dear. It's plain as can be, you're lucky to me. My only luck charms are your two big strong arms, and anybody can see you're just lucky to me. No harm can happen to me anymore, and I am riding 13 all over my door. My mother and dad thought that my luck was bad, but now like me they agree, baby, you're lucky to me. Waddle, waddle, waddle.
Tan Manhattan, Tan Manhattan, where the south is north of Central Park. After dark, it's the center of a thousand topics. You will think that you are in the tropics. Hang your hat in Tan Manhattan. It's the magic town within a town. Red hot gals from Dixiana, senoritas from Havana, babies from the Philippines, cuties from the Argentina, graceful maids from fair Antigua, Trinidad and Puerto Rico, Panama and Martinique. every kind of type you see.
Ethel Waters, You're Lucky to Me, and Bobby Short, Tan Manhattan. UB Blake always wrote with a strong sense of rhythm, maybe because of his background in ragtime and jazz, dating back to the start of his career. Even when he slowed the tempo, the rhythmic drive was there. Here's a later song, by which time recordings were outselling sheet music. Joan Morris sings, I'd Give a Dollar for a Dime.
That little jukebox right over there is like a magic key, for it can take me anywhere on wings of memory. I'd give a dollar for a dime. I've got to hear that record play again. Turn love's December into May again. Bring me a thrill just one more time. I'd give a dollar for a dime, so I can hear that sweet refrain again, that carries me down Lover's Lane again, back when the world was all in rhyme. Seems that song was written for us. Every word and note has charms. Our two hearts would sing the chorus as you held me in your arms. I'd give a dollar for a dime. My aching heart is on my sleeve again, to close my eyes and make believe again. I'd give a dollar for a dime, to play that record one more time.
Joan Morris, I'd Give a Dollar for a Dime. 40 years ago, Robert Kimball and William Bolcom turned a series of long interviews into a wonderful book called Reminiscing with Cecil and Blake. When Bolcom and his wife, soprano Joan Morris, began performing and recording together, it was only a matter of time until they did an album of Cecil and Blake's songs. This is typical of their light touch together. Joan Morris sings, Hit the Road, You Bumblebee.
A dusky gent, quite pleasure-bent, at last went home one day. But things were strange, there'd been a change while he was away. Honey, please unlock the door. His wife, she heard him shout, says she. You don't live here no more. That honey stuff is out. Hit the road, you bumblebee, since you crave variety. From now on, don't buzz around my door. Hit the road, you bumblebee, on your way, don't bother me, 'cause I ain't your queen bee anymore. No use begging pardon, I'm wise to your jive. Find some other garden, use some other hive. Get yourself another home, 'cause you've lost your honeycomb. Hit the road, you bum bum bumblebee. I'd much prefer a beetle to an insect mean as you. Why, a low-down old mosquito wouldn't do the things you do. And compared with you, a spider would be perfect company. And still you've got the nerve to call yourself a honeybee. No use begging pardon, I'm wise to your jive. Find some other garden, use some other hive. Get yourself another home, 'cause you've lost your honeycomb. Hit the road, you bum bum bumblebee.
Joan Morris, Hit the Road, You Bumblebee. Later in his life, U.B. Blake gained recognition as the last living connection to ragtime. He'd also become very interested in classical music, and in his 70s, studied composition at New York University. His last important piece combined where he started and where he ended up. This is U.B. Blake playing his classical rag. Thank you. From 1972, UB Blake with UB's Classical Rag. UB Blake was an important second-tier songwriter. He wrote a couple of great songs and a lot of good songs. But more important than the music, he broke down barriers. American music and American society changed a little for the better because UB Blake was there. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's Fascinating Rhythm, send an email to radio@wxxi.org.